Okay. Oh, we started recording. Let me just tell you the part that I saw a story today. Mamish blew my socks off. Could be I heard it before, but it was... So I'm going to tell you a story. So it takes some recovery. Only a while. Sure. The Chafetz Chaim, there was a big meeting by the Chafetz Chaim because there were the yeshivas. Mamish had no money left. And they couldn't, the yeshivas couldn't survive. Like in Europe, there was so much. And Nias didn't know what to do. So they're meeting at the Chafetz Chaim's house, and the Chafetz Chaim, they're meeting, and they decided tomorrow we're going to continue the meeting. Everyone sleep on it, come up with ideas, and the Chafetz Chaim was just sitting there, deep in thought. It looked like he was clearly in pain, and Rav Shmuel Greineman, who was his right-hand man, didn't want to disturb him. He just went home. He's like, yeah, the Chafetz Chaim will take care of him. You know, he was obviously occupied right now, preoccupied. So... Did you just text up? No, just sorry. So, I'm not sure if you text the picture that I'm getting. So, the next morning, Rav Shmuel Greineman woke up. He said, "Oh, I have an einfall. I have an idea. Schus of every mitzvah is immeasurable. It's unbelievable, right? It's a tremendous amount of schus. Let me donate the schus of my hanachas tefillin today as a schus that all the yeshivas have money." And the schus that I won't have money. And he was very excited about his idea. It's a pretty fantastic idea. But before he did it, he said, you know what, let me ask the Chafetz Chaim first. So he goes to the Chafetz Chaim's house, and he sees the Chafetz Chaim's in the same exact position as he was in last night. He was just sitting there in thought. And he says, Rebbe, I have an Eitzah. The Chafetz Chaim's eyes lit up. He said, yeah, what's the Eitzah? So he tells him the plan. The Chafetz Chaim looks at him, he smiles, like he smiled at a little kid with a great idea. And he said, Hashem is not going to accept that. He said, what do you mean? He said, imagine you have a kid walking down the street. He sees a golden coin worth 10,000 rubles. And what does he see what does he think when he sees money? He thinks candy. So he runs to the candy store, and there was a chocolate that he was eyeing for a while. He didn't have enough money. He goes over, takes the candy bar, says, here, I want to pay for this. He gives the gold coin and starts walking out. The storekeeper is saying, oh, I can't take the gold coin for that. The gold coin is worth 10,000 times more than the candy bar. So Chafetz Chaim said, if you would appreciate and understand how valuable your one time hanachas tefillin is, you would never even think that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should accept that as a schus, even to give the yeshivas all the money that they need. I saw this Rebbe Mincha today. I was like, David Mincha, and like saying amen. And he's like, I mean, it's something which is like, whatever, yeah, we say Amen Yeshmi Rava, we say Amen, we dance that, whatever, we're not spelling every day, yeah. But not only is it, oh, such a big mitzvah even, no, the Chafetz Chaim was saying, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not going to accept it, he'll laugh at you. Say that's, it's like a kid bringing a gold coin for a candy bar. Isn't that unbelievable? I saw it, and then I looked at it again, and I'm like, it's the Chafetz Chaim talk, and it's not stam. It's practical. Can I exchange this for the schus of the yeshivas to all that money? Yeah, obviously the question is, one second, but the yeshivas are going to be learning also, and that's all. Okay, great question. That's the Chafetz Chaim. That's the Chafetz Chaim. Who knows? Whatever it is. The point is, Azay the Chafetz Chaim gezakt. Rabbi Tzio Salomon heard this from Rabbi Shmuel Greineman, who the story happened with. So, pretty.
Did anybody ask what the whole time he was thinking about for the whole day?
Whole night, you mean? I don't know. Or whether he should have got the light on. I'm sure I'll call
you. Which one's the plain one?
Part of
this one. Part. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, Zok Tigmar. The Gemara, okay, so basically, let's just do a little bit of a recap or not. We had a shayla of whether Yesh Tichei Tzav Mitzvahs or not. That was a shayla that the Gemara said why Rabbi Yirmiyah is not poshet his shayla because of Rav Papa, because of that Mishnah in Chulin. And then we said we wanted to say it's like a machlekes tanoim, whether Yesh Tichei Tzav Mitzvahs or not, to explain the Mishnah of Avar v'Lokdan on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, whether it's kosher or pasul. That Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says it's possible because it's a It's a yesh dicha itzal mitzvahs, and Hacham holds kasher because ain dicha itzal mitzvahs. Lemaisa, the Gemara was matchit with various terutzim, and we ended up saying that actually the machlekes of Elazar Reb Tzadik and the Chacham is actually going in the machlekes of whether lulav tzarach eged or not. Because if I held lulav tzarach eged, everyone would agree that you would learn out lulav misukah, and therefore lulav also has a chasaron of tanas lelevin also. But the question is, does lulav need an eged or not? And we said that was the machlekes of Yehuda and the Chacham. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said you need eged is because he has a gzera shava of lakachim lechem agudas ezov and lakachim lechem v'yem arishin lekicha lekicha. Just like over there it's aguda, so to over here it's an aguda. Now we're up to the Gemara on the second wide line. Man tana lahad etan rabbanon. Who is the one, the tana of the following brisa? Lulav. The lulav, the hishana mitzvah la'ogdei, it's a mitzvah to bind it, v'im la'ogdei kosher, but if you didn't bind it together, it's kosher. Money, who is the shita of this brisa? Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, ki la'ogdei, if he didn't bind it together on my kosher. Why is it kosher? He said it has to be bound together. V'i rabbanon, and if it's the rabbanon, my mitzvah ka'ovid. They said, you could do whatever you want. There's no mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, lo elam rabbanon, really, it's the rabbanon. U mitzvah, mishom zakelev amdeo. And it's a mitzvah to do it, because it's zakelev amdeo, but there's not le'ikuva. And that is, in fact, how we paskin, that it's a mitzvah, mishom zakelev amdeo, to do it. It's a bayitalev shita. It's a question that was not resolved.
We were bringing in the lame of Katanoi to try and resolve it, but still, we're not.
No resolution. No. Zakti Gemara, Oisha Hayu Anava Merubin, the Mishnah said if you have more berries on the Hadas than leaves, it's possible. Amar Rav Chista said, Dover Zeh, the following thing, Rabbeinu Hagadol Amrai, our great Rebbe, said it, that's Rav, Bahamachim Yev Ezra Hashem should be a help for him. Loishanu, it wasn't taught that if there are more berries than leaves, that it's going to be possible. Ella, that's only even makom echad. That's only if it's in one place, they're concentrated, the berries are concentrated on the hadas, that's when, if there's more berries than leaves, it's possible.
How big an area is one place?
As long as it's continuous. Aval b'shnayim v'shloshim v'kayvim, but if it's on two or three areas on the lulav that the berries are kosher, then the hadas is going to be kosher, even though, and notwithstanding the fact that there are more berries and leaves. Zakti Gemara, Omar Rava. Rava said, "Shtayim u'shloishim mekaymes, two or three places have a menumer. It's a speckled and spotted item, upasul, and that's pasul. Meaning, that's for sure pasul, as we see all over sukkah. That something which is speckled and spotted is more of a reason to pasul, not less of a reason. So what they're saying, b'shem Rav, what Rav Chizkiya said, b'shem Rav, doesn't really make sense. It's not halder, right? Exactly, it's not halder." So it doesn't make sense that Rav said that. Answers Zakti Gemara, Ella Itmar, rather, if it was taught such a Laishanu, Halchi Itmar, this is what was taught. The Mishnah says, or if there were more berries than leaves, then it's possible. Amr of Chister of Chista said, Dovazer Rabbeinu Agadol Amr, the following thing. Our great Rabbi said, Rav, Hamagim Yev Ezra, Laishanu wasn't taught that if there are more berries than leaves, that it's possible. Ella anavav shchayros. That's only if the berries are black. Aval anavav yuroikos. But if the berries are green, mine dehadas who ukasher. It's from the species. It means it's same color as the species, since it looks green and that matches the green leaves. So it's not a menumer. It's not spotted, exactly. You don't see it. If you look close to that, obviously you'll see it. But it's not something which you look at and say, hey, that's ugly because it's spotted. It's not because it's all green. And therefore, it's kosher. So when Rav, what Rav was really saying, Loishanu, it wasn't taught that if there are more berries than leaves, it's going to be pasul. Ella, only if it was black berries. But if they're green berries, even if there are more berries than leaves, it's kosher.
What about if the green berries are all concentrated?
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference if it's in two or three places. So it's always going to be kosher. Black is when it makes a difference if it's a lot or a little. And if it's speckled, even if it's a little, it's going to be a problem.
So then what would...
Maybe. What?
Wait, then what would...
We took that away. We took that away. That's out.
We took the first. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Okay. Two or three is worse. That's what you...
You had said in Numa, but you didn't say that.
What?
Whatever.
Fine. It's clear enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Omer Papa, Rav Papa says, Adumais kishchoyrois. Red berries are like blackberries. Damyun are compared. Adumais, red, kishchoyrois damyun, they compare it to blackberries. To Omer Rav Chanina, because Rav Chanina said, as Rav Chanina said, Hai dam, dam nido, shachor, which is black. Adoim hu, it's really red blood. Ela shaloka, but it just got patched, meaning it got like, what did it say?
Damaged.
Okay, it got damaged. Yeah, the point is, it's old blood, and that's why it's black, but really it's red. So from there we see, and it's not really a riot, we spoke at length about this, what we're proving, because it's really the other direction now. Right? Black is a problem. Oh, red is also black? No. I can say black is also red, but I can't say red is also black. I ain't joking. That's what we're saying here, that red is also black.
Why do we even have to bring another example of another color? We're saying green is okay because it blends in.
Okay, that's a good question. That's another good question. I am Shaman Darach Lanar, the Kafas tomorrow.
Just Pashat, what do we get out of this? What do we get out of this?
That red is a problem.
The red is a problem.
Red is a problem.
That's all we need to know. Okay.
Yeah, but the Simchas bring up a valid point.
Once
we say that green is the only one
that's... any other color, blue is bad tint, or whatever.
Right. I am Shaman. Okay. So again, basically, we said... the Gemara said, if you have more berries than leaves, it's kosher. Oh, that's possible. First, Rav Chisa said, that's only in one place, but two or three places, it's kosher. And then Rava said, what does that mean? Two or three places is worse, because it's spotted. So we said, no, rather, what Rav Chisa was really saying, B'Shem Rav, was that more berries than leaves is a problem, but that's only if it's red. If they're black. If they're green, then it's not a problem, even though there are more berries than leaves. And Rav Papa added that red ones are like black ones. As we see, that dam... black dam is really red dam, it just got banished.
What does more mean? More by count? More by space?
More by count.
Just the number of berries and the number of leaves?
Yeah. It's taking over, so just because it's like...
even if the berries are smaller, they take up less space.
Right. Okay, Zakti Gemara. In miyatun kosher, if you diminished, if you reduced the number of berries on the hadas, it's kosher. Zakti Gemara. Dim'atinu emas. When did you pluck the berries off of the hadas? When are we talking? Ilema, if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah means to tell me that if I pluck it off of the hadas, mikame de la agde, before it was bound together as a hoshana, that's when it's kosher, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching me. Im miaton kosher, if you reduced the number, it's kosher. So that happened when? Before you put it together as a hoshana, pshito. It's obvious. It's not a hadas. Right, exactly. So it was never pushed away. Ella, rather, lebosa de la agde. It must be that it's talking after you bound it together. And the Mishnah is teaching you that even though you bound it together already, if you pluck off the berries, it's going to be kosher. Zokti Gemara, dichumei karahu. This is a case when something was pushed away from the onset, when it was supposed to be shaykh to the mitzvah, and you bound it together. When it was bound together, there were more berries than leaves. It was possible. So it was pushed away from the beginning, and now you're taking care of the problem. Tiv shot me nay. Learn out and derive from here to teach you from here that dichoy mei kara lo have a dichoy. The question we had a shiloh whether dichoy mei kara is a dichoy. Learn from here that dichoy mei kara is not considered a dichoy. Meaning, if it was pushed away from the beginning. It's not considered as if it's pushed away forever.
Without regard to Yom Tov or binding.
We're talking on Yom Tov, obviously.
Mikara.
I believe.
You're saying it means, when the mitzvah is enacted? That's what you mean? What do you mean from the beginning?
From the beginning, when it was first brought into the possibility of being used for a mitzvah. Okay? So then from here I see...
what's
the difference between Dichumei Kara and Yesh Dichumei Mitzvahs? The Dichumei Kara is a question within Dichumei. That could be by Karbanis, and that could be by Mitzvahs, if I hold Yesh Dichumei Mitzvahs. Dichumei is a concept. Okay? The question is, there's two kinds of scenarios of Dichumei. There's Dichumei Kara, which means from the onset it was not Shaykh to the Mitzvah, and then there's Nira Venitche, that it was seen, meaning it was able to be used, and then it was pushed away. So that's two different shilas. the Shaila on the Amar Aleph is do we say whatever the concept of Dichoy is, do we apply that to mitzvahs? Okay?
That's, assuming you do, you apply Dichoy to mitzvahs.
Right. Correct. But Al Kaponim, what we should say is that we see from here is that we have a Raya that there's no Dichoy Me'ikara. Because when I bound my Hashana together, it was pushed away. And nevertheless, the Mishnah is telling me, Im Miyatan Kosher. If I plucked off the berries, now there's less berries than leaves, it's kosher.
After you bound it.
Shame Hoshana on it. And nevertheless, once I pluck the berries off, it's going to be kosher.
And you repeat the Tase.
No.
But when they're Lulav and Sukkah, you can't say
anything,
right? There's no.
Why isn't there a Shaila of? Of Tassalim and also, you want to know? Because the own Tzarek, the Taisa says.
Right.
No.
Isn't that because it's like Yogi?
Yeah, well, the Gemara is going to say that. Let's see what the Gemara says.
No.
That's the next Gemara. Isn't that the next Gemara?
Didn't we talk about
we're
it not
being...
We're
saying you're
doing an egg. 1 second.
Derived from Sukkah?
Here, let's see what the Gemara says. Mm-hmm. 1 second. No, 1 second. Dicha meikara, who? Tifsha mina, dicha meikara, lo have a dichoi. Let's say I held Dichem Eikar, I have a Dichoy, so you're asking, but Tasa Leminosa, is that what you're saying? No? So you're saying we must hold the Lulav in Tzarech Eged? That's going to be the Gemara's answer, but the Gemara's coming to answer about Lulav.
Yeah,
if
in Tzarech Eged, so why is Eged a defining point?
Who said over here Lulav in Tzarech Eged?
I did.
Oh, okay, fine. So let's say Lulav Tzarech Eged. But then the problem is you're asking that it's Tas Lev Nosir.
Right. And then it's the apogee of
Lulav. Look at Rashi. Pshito. It's Pashit. If it was before it was bound together, it's Pashit that it's kosher. Why? Amai Nifsale. Why would you pasal it? Loi min ha'asui yesh kan. There's no problem of taslev in ha'asui. Sharei negad v'hechsher. Because it was bound when it was kosher. V'loi mishum dichoy yesh kan. There's no problem of dichoy me'ikara. Sharei loi kara shem mitzvah aleha v'dichoy. Because it was never called a shem mitzvah when it was pushed away. Because you only bound it together after you plucked it off. Zokti gemara el labasa da'agde. De la'agde. Rather, it must be that it was after you bound it together. Zok Rashi. Ella basa da agde, rather it was after you bound it together. Va'ashmi'inan haytana, and this tana is teaching me the lulav misukah layafinu lemifslim b'shem tas levin asui. Pipsul, you don't learn out from here tas levin asui. The problem is, but still, even if I don't learn out tas levin asui, that is not a problem. But I have dicha meikara. So on that, the Gemara says dicha meikara who? Still, no matter what it is, even if I don't learn out from sukkah. So there's no problem of Tassalem and also, but nevertheless, there's a problem of Dichme Kara. Frek the Gemara, back in the Gemara, Tifshet Mina, answer from here, the Shaila of Dichme Kara being a Dichoy or not, that Dichme Kara loy have a Dichoy. Be Paishit your Shaila from here and say that in fact, Dichme Kara loy have a Dichoy. That's the Gemara Shaila. Answers the Gemara, Lo'oilam, really it was Basa Da'agde. Really it was after you bound it together. Aye, it's a problem of Dichme Kara. V'kasavar, and this Tana holds, Eged hazmana b'almahu. Eged, you need an Eged, but it's a hazmana b'alma. It's just something, it's not considered, it's preparing something to do a mitzvah, but it doesn't give it a shame mitzvah. Rashi says, and we'll just read the couple lines of Rashi, Ein agudosoi kriyas shame. It's binding together is not considered a kriyas shame. To be considered a shame lulav puzzle to push it away. And the Gemara fears eyes, Vazmanal Ba'alma Lav Klumbu. And just preparing it together is nothing. So there's no dichime karma.
And what about the shkia of Yantiv? That doesn't do anything either?
Apparently we're going 1 second. It could be we're going for Yantiv. Yeah. Why over here do we say the case Dafka when it happened on Yom Tov? It's a different shaila. You could ask Tysus.
So here the happening on Yom Tov. does the fact that you don't need a aguda, nevertheless...
The fact that it's only a hazmana...
Well, before the answer.
The chiddush,
you mean? You don't need it to be aguda.
I'm not so sure if that's true. I think you do need it to be aguda.
Oh, you're saying you're not.
We didn't say that. We didn't say kasavra haitana lulavein tzarech eged. We said kasavra haitana eged hazmana v'yalmu. Zugir sakuntris. Taisa says, V'isvarim de garsi, V'kasavar lulu v'in tzarech eged. V'imtim tzalamar tzarech eged, Hazmano v'yalmahu. Now, Taisa has a question on that, but Rashi doesn't have that problem, because Rashi says that this shita is going to hold that there's no problem of tasa lemon also. But it's a problem of tichum ekara. So in other words, we're introducing ourselves to a concept that I can hold lulu of tzarech eged, but it's a hazmana v'yalma, and therefore it's not called a kriyas shein hayshana to make it a dicha meikar.
Sorry, eged. I mean, it's not ma'akev. I mean,
no, it is ma'akev.
It's still ma'akev, but it's just ma'akev.
Correct. That means that the mitzvah has to be done with an eged. Not that I have to do something. It has to be such an eged. I'm preparing it to do it as a ma'aseh mitzvah.
Like a
sukkah. Sukkah has tassel and osir problem. That's not.
Right, the point is, the sukkah has to be a certain height.
I'm preparing. I just have to prepare it.
It has to be
a certain height.
It's just an oifin hakiyum mitzvah. It's not that there's chalois shame mitzvah on it. Okay, let's chazer before.